You're now listening to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com, sponsored by Sinbad Sports. To get you ready for today's game, here's your host, Tom Earnestly.
Welcome to week two of Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com. I am your host, Tom Earnestly, and we have a great game in store today. It is officially MetLife Takeover as the Miami Dolphins take on the New York Jets, New Jersey Jets, whatever you'd like to call them, in the MetLife Stadium today. The Dolphins are coming into this game 1-0, as of course the Jets are after their Monday night victory against the Detroit Lions. They are also 1-0. Lot to cover here in this game today, and I'll get into that right now. First, let's start with the New York Jets. The New York Jets are coming into this game, again, after a blowout victory on national television against the Detroit Lions that nobody saw coming in Sam Darnold's first start in the NFL. Produced 349 yards of offense, 180 of that through the air, and 169 on the ground, scored 48 points. A lot of that had to do with great field positions that the Lions gave them with six Matt Stafford interceptions in that football game. It was an awful first game for the Lions and a very good one for the Jets. After the game was over, Darren Lee, who had two of the six interceptions, stated that they knew exactly what the Detroit Lions were going to do. They knew the signals, they knew the audibles, and they knew exactly where to line up to play defense. I don't put much solace in that, as you know, each team will change up their signals each week because, of course, the coach, with between the coaches' film and everything else that's out there, there's signals that are going to be called, plays are going to be run based on the signals. They got to be changed up. So this week, Adam Gase, Ryan Tannehill said they're not too concerned about it. They understand that likely that was not the scenario. But anyway, back to the New York Jets. One of the big things that the Dolphins really need to watch out for to in this game today is the ground game. The ground game, which was led by Isaiah Crowell last week, produced 10 carries for 108 yards and a couple touchdowns on the ground. Bilal Powell added in another 50-plus yards, I believe, on the ground. And that's going to be the mojo on this game. It's going to be the Jets trying to shove the rock down the Miami Dolphins' throat from start to finish in this game. So it's going to be imperative that the Dolphins step up early, slow down that run, and make this quarterback throw the football against your ferocious pass rush, as well as that very good secondary with Xavier Howard, Bobby McCain, Mika Fitzpatrick, Rashad Jones. There's a lot riding on this game. I know it's week two, and it's funny to say there's a lot riding on this game, but there is. In week two of the season, both teams coming in 1-0. What's really riding on this is that potential showdown later in the season. Whoever has the upper hand here in the division will be the division leader, since the Patriots do not play a division opponent in this game today against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So the Jets and Dolphins are really battling for outright first place in this game. And hopefully it turns into the Dolphins' favor. In regards of defense for the Jets, I mentioned the turnovers was big last week for them. They gave up 339 yards total defense. 300 of that was passing. The Jets are ranked number one in defense when it comes to the rush, giving up 39 yards. But again, don't take too much solace in that. That was the Detroit Lions. They don't know how to run the football, and I don't think they've run the football well since Barry Sanders. And I think they've had one 100-yard rusher in Reggie Bush when he was with the team. I believe it was back in 2013 or 14. He was the only 100-yard rusher on that team, I think, over the last decade. So don't put too much solace into the Jets' run defense at 39 yards in their first game. I expect to see a lot more ground and pound from the Dolphins this week, and we're going to get into that actually here in a few minutes. As we go through the week, injuries, of course, are going to pop up on the injury report. We're first going to start with the Jets. There's one big key injury here for the Jets, and I'll get into that right now. Marcus May, who is a starting safety for the Jets, he is doubtful to play in this game today with a foot injury. Josh Martin is listed also as out. He is a linebacker, and Doug O'Neill Middleton, who is another save, a backup safety, more a special teams player, he's questionable for the game. He'll most likely be a game-time decision. For the Miami Dolphins, we're looking at, of course, the injury to Josh Sitton. It's Mike kind of dove into this on the DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast with Josh Sitton's injury. He is out with a torn rotator cuff, put on IR. Season is over. In steps in Ted Larson. I know that Dolphins Twitter has been going back and forth. Sitton's a great pass blocker, but he's not a very good run blocker. And Larson's a very good run blocker, but not a pass blocker. Look, it really doesn't matter at this stage. We lost our starting guard, which can be telling. And, you know, we're going to see how the Dolphins handle the aggressive Jets defense in this game today with Sitton on the shelf for the season. In addition to that, William Hayes is questionable, but he is looking to be a go for this game. John Denny, who's had some shoulder issues from week one, he's listed as questionable. He's been limited most of the week, but he has a 209 start streak on the line. I would be very shocked to see him not suited up and playing in this game with Gravel, who was just picked back up on the practice squad by the team, is not active. He's on the practice squad, so it looks like John Denny's going to be a go. If not, it'll go to Durham Smythe, who is the emergency snapper, with Mike Hall also out. The big news is Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker, with his finger injury, he was limited in practice on Wednesday. He was a full participant on Thursday as well as Friday. Parker is going to be a game time decision, but it looks like the Dolphins are planning on Devontae Parker playing. And what does that mean for the Dolphins? Everyone was very happy with the wide receivers in the first game against the Tennessee Titans. Albert Wilson made plays. Of course, Kenny Stills made plays. We saw Danny Amendola make some plays. Jakeem Grant made some plays. But where does that leave Devontae Parker? Well, for me, Devontae Parker is going to provide a little bit of offense in the red zone especially. And it opens things up a little bit more too for the guys inside, like the Danny Amendolas and Albert Wilsons and Jakeem Grants. It is going to open up a little more space for them because Parker is going to take some one-on-one battles on the outside, but that's going to leave a linebacker susceptible to handling Albert Wilson and Danny Amendola, Jakeem Grant. As that combination. So it's interesting to see how Parker's going to be used, how much he's going to be used, especially after the great performance by the wide receivers last week in that marathon game. Weather is supposed to be good today. I don't expect a crazy 7-hour game today against the Jets. It's going to be 80 degrees. The sun will be out, partly cloudy. It's going to be a very nice day. This game should go off without a hitch, and we'll all be done watching the football game by at least 4:15 at the latest, and we can move on with our days. We are going to now get into the things to watch for, the five things to watch for in this game, and I brought one up already. The number one thing to watch for in this game is Devontae Parker. How are they going to use him? Is he going to show any signs of rust? Is he going to have his hand taped? How is he going to catch the football? Is his finger okay? Lots of questions we don't have answers to, but that is the one of the things to definitely keep your eye on in this football game today. The second thing to watch for is Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is now, he is quarterback Jesus in New Jersey and New York. Everyone is singing his praises after the performance on Monday night. He threw for 180 yards. That's not anything to write home about. The team did win. The defense definitely set him up very well. This is going to be a whole different game. The Dolphins are a team that do not typically turn the ball over very much with Ryan Tannehill at the helm. And this is a divisional game. I don't expect to see six turnovers by the Dolphins. If that's the case, it's going to be a very long day for us fans. But the second thing to watch is Sam Darnold. Does he do well against this defense? Is he going to get rattled in the pocket with Cameron Wake, Robert Quinn, Charles Harris, William Hayes, Andre Branch breathing down his neck? Is he going to be able to find open receivers with Xavier Howard, Bobby McCain, and Minkah Fitzpatrick manning the cornerback positions? And Rashad Jones, who had two interceptions in last week's game against the Titans, just lingering out in center field and hoping for mistakes by a young quarterback. So Matt Burke, I'm sure, is going to try to confuse him with some looks, try to deceive him in certain packages. And how does he handle that? So Sam Darnold is the second thing to keep your eye on in this game. Number three is the Dolphins' ground game. Gase got away from it a little bit last week, threw a lot in the second half, which frustrated a lot of us. You know, even though with the delays and everything else, the ground game was working, and the ground game was working very, very well. What do we expect out of this game today with Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake? Gore led the way last week with 61 yards. Drake had 43 yards. Don't look too much into that. Drake was stuffed at the line of scrimmage while the Dolphins were burning some clock. I wouldn't read too much into that 3.4 yards per carry. But the Dolphins need to attack the Jets up the middle. They need to establish a ground game because this fast-paced offense really works better when you can do play-action passing. And the best way you can do that is establish yourself on the ground, get those defensive backs on their feet, moving up to the line of scrimmage, and then you burn them with a deep play to Kenny Stills, Devontae Parr, whoever it's going to be. But that is the third thing to watch, is the Dolphins' ground game and how that's going to work against a very aggressive Jets defense. The fourth thing to watch is the fans. This is MetLife Takeover, and I got to bring this up, because when it comes to MetLife Takeover, there is a big section of fans, I believe 344, 345, 346, all Miami Dolphins fans. You know, Dolphins NYC puts on a great, great weekend for the fans that make the trip to MetLife Takeover. And this is a big game, because if you can get the Jets in a position where they're struggling early, the Dolphins fans in that stadium are going to be loud, and they're going to be ferocious, and they're going to make life hard for the Jets, the home team. And if the Dolphins get down early, that big fan base that's there for the Dolphins, they're going to be a little bit quiet. They're not going to be very happy, and it can turn into a very long day. So the fourth thing to watch for is the fans, and especially the guys there for MetLife Takeover, and gals, of course, for MetLife Takeover. The fifth thing to watch for in this game is Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill is sitting after a week one win. He's on the road for his second game back against a team that he has struggled against in the past, but this isn't Jay Cutler's Dolphins. The Dolphins went into MetLife last year in week three. Technically their second game. They're doing it again this year. And Cutler absolutely bombed against the Jets last year. I don't expect the same results from Tannehill. I believe that he's smarter with the football. He's not going to turn it over as much. And how does he play? How does he play on this first road game? You know, get the jitters out, get the nerves out, and also losing your starting left guard. Got to put a little bit of concern in the back of your mind that they're going to be attacking the center of that offensive line like they have in the past, sending blitzes through those A-gaps. How does he respond to that, and how do the Dolphins counter it? And it's all on Ryan Tannehill, because he's the one calling the plays at the line of scrimmage. Does he check out of blitzes? Is he gonna find open receivers when they send 8-9 guys on a blitz? You know, it's going to be amazing to see how this is all going to work out. But the fifth thing to watch for is Ryan Tannehill. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to go into the keys to victory. We're going to talk about daily fantasy sports and get into my prediction of this week's game against the New York Jets. We'll be back right after this.
Simbad Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida and the number one place to go get your Miami Dolphins memorabilia. Simbad Sports has the likes of Rashad Jones, Cam Wake, Kiko Alonso, and Frank Gore in for autograph signings within the past year alone. To win in South Florida area, visit Simbass Sports at 1976 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them DolphinSalt.com sent you.
Okay, we are back. Thank you to Simbet Sports, our sponsor here at DolphinsTalk.com, and of course the Countdown to Kickoff show. Let's get into the three key matchups for this game and three keys to victory. The first key to the Dolphins' victory today is the turnover margin. Dolphins were plus one in that category last week. They did have two interceptions, awful interceptions by Ryan Tannehill, but they did get three interceptions of their own. So the turnover margin, especially against a rookie quarterback, his first game at home, maybe a little overzealous, but they got to get the ball turned over. The Jets hopefully will turn the ball over, and that will allow the Miami Dolphins to take advantage of good field position in this game. The second is the defensive ends against the Jets' offensive tackles. Look, the Jets' offensive line is not that great. So no sacks last week against a very suspect Tennessee Titans offensive line. If Darnold can hold the ball a little bit longer, expect for William Hayes, Charles Harris, Cam Wake, Robert Quinn, Andre Branch, maybe to get some licks in on the young quarterback who was not touched a whole lot last week against the Detroit Lions. So that is the second key to victory, is getting after Sam Darnold and that matchup with the defensive ends versus their offensive tackles. And the third key to victory in this football game is Adam Gase. Adam Gase needs to call the perfect game. Look, I don't think the Jets are a great team by any means, but they're riding a big high. A lot of the national media are riding the Jets wave. This is the perfect opportunity for the Dolphins to get on the wave and knock the Jets off. And Adam Gase needs to call a great game on offense and not get stagnant with his approach. He needs to run the football. He needs to get creative with the play calling, not in regards of let's do flea flickers, let's do reverses, that kind of stuff, but he needs to get creative. You know, on third and one, instead of, you know, doing, you know, your typical run up the middle, why not do a little bootleg? But at the same time, try to keep it simple. You know, don't overthink yourself. Don't overthink anything. Don't outthink yourself. Adam Gase needs to call the best game he can for this game tomorrow, for the Dolphins to come out victorious in the game against the Jets. So, last but not least, for today's game, we're going to talk about daily fantasy sports and who to start. The key start in this game, in the games this week, I will mention one player who's not on the Dolphins and one player that you may want to start for the Miami Dolphins in your DFS lineup. The one player in the NFL that to me is just standing out, and again, I'm on DraftKings, FinFan08. If you are looking at a player, the best matchup this week is Alvin Kamara at home against the Cleveland Browns. Kamara is going to be expensive to put in your lineup. However, he has the best matchup out of anybody, and here's the reason why. Kamara is going to run the ball. He's going to catch a lot of passes, and the Saints are going to blow this game wide open, I think, and I don't think Tyrod Taylor is going to have anything for Drew Brees in this offense. If it turns into a shootout, forget it. But Alvin Kamara is a great start in daily fantasy sports for the games today. Miami Dolphin to start in daily fantasy this week, is going to be Kenny Stills. I think Stills is going to come off a big performance last week, and he should have a decent game this week. They're going to find a way to get him the football. You know, Adam Gase is going to find a way to get Kenny Stills in open space so he can make plays with his legs, run after the catch ability. So Kenny Stills is going to be a very good start if you are going to look for a Miami Dolphin. That's the number one guy, in my opinion, to take. If you want a 1B, take Frank Gore. Frank Gore is going to be very cheap, and he's going to get his touches. He's going to get his yards. And that's the key to daily fantasy, if you don't know already. You got to find the cheap guys that perform very well. So then your normal players who are producing at their normal level is going to help propel you to the top of the leaderboard. So, comes down to this. Final prediction from me before we wrap up the Countdown to Kickoff show. I have been torn on this game since Tuesday morning. I just don't know what to expect on the road in a very historic rivalry against the Jets with a brand new quarterback. Everybody's hyped up being a Jets fan. And, you know, the Dolphins hitting the road. My gut is telling me that the New York Jets will prevail in this game. Prediction is going to be the Jets 23 and the Dolphins 20. I'm pulling for the Miami Dolphins. Just because I'm predicting that the Jets may win this game 23-20 doesn't mean that I'm not pulling for the Miami Dolphins, because let's be serious, I gain nothing from the Jets winning this game, and I would rather be wrong than right. But I will be taking the Jets in this game 23-20. I just think that the highs that the Jets are riding on right now may be a little too much for the Dolphins in their first road game this year in a hostile environment. We'll see how it pans out. I'm full-blown hoping the Miami Dolphins can pull this upset off and go to 2-0 and set themselves up for a big game against the Raiders back at home next Sunday. I'd like to thank you for listening to Countdown to Kickoff with your host, myself, Tom Ernesy. Be sure to check me out on Twitter at TErnesse13. That's TErnisse13. Check me out on Twitter. Comment whatever you'd like to do. I'm glad you guys are listening to the Countdown to Kickoff show. And be sure to listen to the post-game wrap-up show featuring Mike and myself. We're going to break down the game between the Dolphins and the Jets tonight after the game is over. I appreciate all of you for listening again. Thank you very much. Game time is upon us. Let's go. Fins up.
Thank you for listening to Countdown to Kickoff, Tom Ernesty, brought to you by Sinbad Sports and DolphinsTalk.com. Enjoy the game, and fins up.